few diaries kept by African Americans during the late 19th century have survived, but those that have endured provide a unique glimpse into the everyday life of free African Americans of the time. Recently, the Reginald F. Lewis Museum hosted Dr. Cosonia Whitehead, assistant professor in the Department of Communication at Loyola University, Maryland, who spoke about her 2014 book, Notes from a Colored Girl, The Civil War Pocket Diaries of Emily Frances Davis. Today, she reflects on what we can learn from this primary source and personal glimpse into the past.
Transcribing the pocket diaries of Emily Davis, along with the process of reconstructing her life, are vitally important in Black cultural mythology, as researchers and historians have worked to find, rescue, and preserve Black history. Since Emily's diaries are so rare, her daily recordings of her mundane, everyday events get repositioned as a lens through which one can view the Black community at that time. By repositioning Emily as the lens, her experiences and her life become more important and significant than she or they actually may have been at that time. Her private space has become a public forum and a starting point for discussion and analysis. Her story as it stands now is an ongoing dialectic that provides insight into the relationship between the mulatto and the Black communities, the elite and the enslaved, and the different lived experiences of freeborn Black men and women. Emily both negotiated her freedom and expanded the definition of it based upon how she chose to spend her time. Her diary was a place where she could be herself, a place where she could share her thoughts. They are a lens into the free Black community, a port of entry through which one can examine her place within the free Black community, her worldviews and her politics, her perceptions of both public and private events, and her personal relationships. Her diary entries are used as a starting point to investigate, explore, and reconstruct a narrative of her life. Throughout the process of analyzing her entries, it has become increasingly evident to me that Emily's pocket diaries make a significant contribution to 19th century history. From 1863 to 1865, throughout the latter half of the Civil War, Emily wrote and recorded her feelings and experiences on the days when Black men were drafted, ward by ward, into the armed services, when Confederate soldiers invaded Vicksburg, Pennsylvania, when General Robert F. Lee surrendered, President Lincoln was assassinated, and when the 13th Amendment was ratified. Emily mentioned all of these events in her pocket diary, along with her personal joys and pains, including her father's ongoing illness, her pastor's very public and messy divorce, her trips in and around the city, and the deaths of friends, church members, her sister-in-law, her nephew, and finally her brother. Emily wrote every day, at least for the 1,095 days that have survived into the present, and perhaps even longer than we know. In the process of doing so, she wrote herself into America's history.
Learn more about African American History Month events at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum at rflmuseum.org. Find Dr. Whitehead's books at kwisewhitehead.com. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as philosophy and history, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.